Right now on Life, we're all singing along with Caleb and John and Hallelujah Feeling and Somebody Like Me. So let's get to know the guys. Caleb and John, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing awesome. We want to get to know you, so tell us about your collaboration. How did you start? Did you meet in Sunday school or something like that?
Yeah, we met in Sunday school. I was the teacher. John was the student. I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. So we met through a mutual friend about 2.5 years ago. Just had a friend that was like, hey, I think you should meet my friend John, and I think that you guys might work well together if you wanted to try to do something musically. And we just really hit it off as friends, and we're like, well, I wonder if this could work. And the Lord just really blessed it, and it's been a wild 2.5 years, that's for sure.
All right. Well, we got to get this out of the way. Right now we're playing the song Somebody Like Me, and at the end, one of you hits a high note. We think it's one of you. Who is it?
This is John. That would be me.
Yes! I love that note!
It's so funny that you brought that up.
Yes, that one!
I remember when we were going over the mix and producing it, I didn't like that, and I wanted it out, and everyone else was like, no, it's staying. We got to leave that in. It's good.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, it was weird.
I wait for that every single time, and my hand goes up, and I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to hit it too, but I never do.
We don't hit it, no. We're in awe.
That's the kind of note only John can hit.
There you go.
Okay, I see. That's the team up.
Can you guys tell us a little bit about the song Somebody Like Me? Because I think it relates with everyone. It resonates with everyone, especially when I tell my testimony. If God can do his work in my life, he can do it in yours. I truly, truly believe that there is level ground at the cross.
That's so good. Yeah, I think that was one of the first songs that Caleb and I wrote that we were like, okay, this is something special. Just like you said, you know, Caleb and I always love to say that it's level ground at the foot of the cross. And for, you know, our duo, Caleb is a pastor's kid, and I'm not a pastor's kid. It took me a little longer to come to Christ, but you know, again, like you said, it's level ground at the foot of the cross. It doesn't matter where you come from, what you've done. God loves you, and he wants us all the same. And so I think it was just really cool for us to have that song out and that kind of be the story of our duo, but also the message of the gospel. I think it's just a special song to us for that reason.
Yeah, and I would also add that, you know, just because I found Jesus early in life when I was 4 years old and it took John a little bit longer, you know, that doesn't mean that my story is better than his or that his story is better than mine, because at the end of the day, it's like Jesus told a parable called the parable of the laborers, you know, where it doesn't matter when you come to Jesus, he welcomes you with open arms.
Amen.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. So I believe it's John, right? You became a Christian later in your teens. So that's a great story. I've heard it before. Can you share that?
Oh, man. Yeah. So I think I was like 18 years old. I just had a lot of bitterness. I grew up in church, and it was more of a cultural kind of thing. I know I was just kind of living life however I wanted to, and we'd go to church on Sunday, but it didn't mean a lot. But I remember one of my sisters, who she has always been a devout Christian, she had been praying for me for the longest time, and she's kind of the only other person in my family that's musical, and so we would send each other songs back and forth. Aww. And one day she sent me a song, and I saw it was a Christian song, and I was like, oh, this isn't my thing. I'm not going to listen to this. And so I just passed it up, and you know, I think it was about 6 months down the road, I came across a song all on my own, at least I thought, and it just wrecked me. It was Corey Asbury's Reckless Love.
Oh,
yeah.
And it messed me up, and
yep.
It really helped me understand, you know, just how special God's love is for us. And kind of that same message of it doesn't matter where you come from. Talks about I couldn't earn it, I couldn't deserve it, but you give yourself away.
Mm-hmm.
And that just got to me. And so naturally, I had to show it to my sister. And when I showed it to her, she said, John, I sent you that song 6 months ago. And every time that song has come on, I've been specifically praying for you. And so at that point, I knew it was God chasing
God's
after me.
Timing all over that one.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, and I mean, since then, it's been a process, but it's crazy. I've come to know Jesus as just my friend and obviously my Savior, so it's been amazing.
Yeah. And Caleb, you were raised in a Christian home, and that's pretty awesome, too. You had quite the good experience. How does that affect who you are today?
Oh, man. I mean, really, everything about who I am was affected by that, I would say. So I lived a very different life from John. So I was homeschooled up till college, a very, very Christian environment, like, you know, very conservative. And honestly, what I've heard is pastor kids have a reputation. I'm sure y'all know that.
Yes.
Right.
Pastor kids have a reputation for straying away from God and being a little on the wild side.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think for the friends of mine that were pastor's kids that kind of fell away from the faith, what I always saw was the primary reason of that was because their parent who was a pastor didn't live how they preached.
Mm.
And that was not the truth for me. Like, my dad was the same person on the platform, on the altar, as he was, when we were just at home. And he really is, I would say, is the most genuine believer that I have ever met to this day. And is just so sold out for the gospel and really believes what he's saying, you know, without any kind of agenda other than to see people come to Christ. And so I think really that shaped who I am, because that set me as a great example. And then the other reason that a lot of pastors' kids fall away is because their dad prioritizes them or prioritizes the church over them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just never the case with my dad. My dad always made time for us and always discipled us, always wanted to, you know, hear where we were in our Bible reading and where we were in life and who we were. And so I believe I had excellent, excellent examples as parents, and that just really shaped me into who I am.
And you're really inspiring us, guys. And right now we're listening to Somebody Like Me on Life, and We know there's more encouraging hits to come from you guys, the dynamic duo, Caleb and John. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you, guys. Nice to meet and talk with you.